Mishnah Dalet, according to this Mishnah, the third rain generally falls on the 17th of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if Hegia Shiva Osram Mar Cheshvan, if it reaches the 17th of Cheshvan, V'liyardu Geshomim, and it still has not rained at all. So now it's clear that a drought has started, and there is a reason to fast. However, since it's only 2 weeks into the rainy season, so it's not considered to be so severe, and so only Hischilu Hayachidim, the individuals, which interestingly is the Mishnah's description of Tamidei Chachamim, the extra righteous people, begin Misanin Shalosh Taniyos to fast three fasts. And as we're going to see, they always fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's always the set of three. One of the reasons given for this is that since Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Jews sinned by the Egel HaZahav, Moshe Rabbeinu went back to receive the Luchos Shaniyos, the second set of Luchos. He went out to receive the Torah again on a Thursday, and he came down 40 days later on Yom Kippur, which fell on a Monday. So those 2 days of the week are considered special days for obtaining mercy from Hashem and forgiveness, so it's good days for Teshuvah, and therefore the fasts always on Monday and Thursday. As well as that, we'll learn in the second perek that we always start from Monday and not from Thursday, and the reason for that will be discussed in the second perek of the Masechta. Be as it may, since this is not yet at a severe stage of drought, and it's only the Tamidei Chachamim fasting, so this fast is considered more lenient, and because of that, Oichlim v'shoysim v'shechoshecha, they are allowed to eat and drink after it has got dark at night, and the fast only begins from the daytime. It's not like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, which begins from the night. Rather, they only fast during the day. And as well as that, during the day, while they are fasting, or Torah B'Melacha, it's permitted to do work, or a chitzah, to wash oneself, or a sicha, to rub oil on oneself, or an ilas sandal, to wear shoes, or a sashmesh hamita, and to have marital relations. One does not need to afflict himself by abstaining from these things, like we do on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because again, this is not viewed as a very severe fast. As we'll see, if it continues not to rain, then the fasts will get progressively more severe.